This is an exclusive Source 95 podcast, available only at valpo.edu/WVUR.
I'm Cameron Banga, Patrick Lay, Jeff Lang, and Adam Amin stepping in today for an interview with a guy who tonight, later on, will be having the season premiere of a show called Scrubs, Zach Braff. Thank you very much for joining us, Zach.
Oh, thank you for having me on your fine program, John.
Oh, we love having you, and I don't usually, I'm going to mention this real quick because I thought it was really crazy, but I put on my Twitter and Facebook that I was interviewing you, and I had like 800 responses in like 5 seconds. People love you.
Well, that's great to hear. I really appreciate that. I just found out I had like the most friends on MySpace or something, so I'm feeling very popular on cyberspace lately.
Yeah, so question here. We were wondering now, when you go around, do people call you Zach Braff like it's one word, or is it two? Do they call you Zach? What do they do? Because everyone I know calls you Zach Braff like it's one word.
Yeah, that is a weird thing about my name. There are people who do call me Zach Braff, but my friends just shorten it to Zach. But yeah, I have one of those names, I guess. It sort of sounds good together.
It's like one of those scenarios where it's like, oh, Zach Braff, nice to meet you, Zach Braff. How are you doing today, Zach Braff? So
yeah.
That, it just seems to roll out the tongue.
There's a guy on the web who made an ode to me. You can see on YouTube called Ode to Zach Braff. And he wrote this whole song about it, and he says Zach Braff every single time. So
wow, that sounds
I've actually seen that.
That is. Do you feel normal about yourself, though, when you see that? Do you say, wow, people really like me? I mean, what do you think when you watch a video that some guy put that much effort in about your name?
It's so surreal that I can't really think about it too much. It's bizarre. And what's even more surreal is how many views it has. But I don't know. It's very flattering. I the guy's a fan, and I've been in contact with him because he did such a nice thing. When I was on Leno, we showed the video and stuff.
Do you ever get used to being that famous, though? I know Scrubs is huge, but do you ever say, like, wow, that's me and I'm that famous? Does it get to your head, actually?
No, I mean, it gets to some people's head. It doesn't get to mine. I mean, I think I was raised really well. I'm a pretty grounded guy. And, yeah, you get used to it. I mean, when you're flicking channels and all of a sudden you see your head, it's weird. I never thought that I would get used to it and get to a point where, like, I'll flip by myself and then just keep changing the channel. But it does happen after 8 years.
Yeah, speaking of which, we know season 7 of Scrubs was stopped at 11 episodes because of the writer's strike. And it moved from ABC or from NBC to ABC. Was there a concern that did anybody have any concern that the show wouldn't continue?
Oh yeah, I mean we thought we were done. You know, after the writer's strike, NBC canceled us, and we just thought the whole thing was over. And then ABC stepped in and said they really loved the show, and they didn't see any reason why it should be canceled. Our numbers weren't pretty decent, and so they picked us up for a whole another season.
Season premiere of is tonight, 9/8 Central on ABC. How's the show developed after the long hiatus?
Well, you know, now I knew it was my last season, so I put everything I had into it, and I think that it's really good quality stuff. You know, we've gone up and down in the years in terms of how good the episodes were, I think, and this season's really quality.
Do you think that, and you just mentioned that this is going to be your final season, is there going to be a continuation of the show? And if there is, do you think you'll have any involvement in it at all?
If they continue the show in some capacity, I would be involved. I'd come back and direct episodes or stuff, but I don't think I know I won't be there like regularly.
Yeah, speaking of directing episodes, how much are we going to see you behind the camera this season? I know you've directed a lot of episodes in the past, so...
I directed 3 this season, and I don't even remember when they come. Well, actually, I directed the second to last episode, which I'm really proud of. It came out really good.
Courtney Cox plays the new chief of medicine. What was it like to work with such a well-known actress that hit it big on the show Friends?
She's really sweet and nice and down-to-earth in real life, and... you know, she jumped right in there with, it's hard to just jump into a show with people that have been doing it for 8 years. So she really was awesome.
Of course, if she was a horrible witch, you probably couldn't say anything.
No, I wouldn't, but you're right, I wouldn't, but I can reveal to her fans that
she's
totally humble and cool.
Sweet. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, again, we're talking to Zach Braff of Scrubs, the season premiere tonight. It starts at 8 Central Time. Now, Zach, if people have been fans of the show for a long time, what can they expect from the show this season? Is it going to be a lot of the same, or is there anything new and crazy we can come to expect?
It's definitely, you know, the show doesn't change that much from move to ABC. You know, it's all the same sort of mix of drama and comedy, and you know, it doesn't really change just because we move networks. It's the same show everybody likes.
So you talk a lot about, I mean, being behind the camera, having a lot of input, directing, writing, what have you. You've always seemed to have a big role in how the music works out on Scrubs, and obviously music plays such a huge role on Scrubs. It's played a huge role, I feel like, in a lot of the stuff that you've done. I mean, everybody remembers Garden State and the soundtrack. The music plays a huge role. So, two-part question here. What should we be listening for this season on Scrubs? Something new, something that you think we should be listening to? And what is Zach Braff listening to on his iPod right now?
I've been listening a lot to Ingrid Michaelson. She's a fan of a friend of mine, and so I've been listening to her a lot. And Joshua Radin is another friend.
Yeah, huge Josh Radin fan. And if you haven't checked out Joshua Radin, he's been featuring on, I think, 4 or 5 episodes of Scrubs, and all of his stuff, really good stuff.
Yeah, and he's about to go on tour. So you guys, if you're listening to this, you go check out Joshua Radin on MySpace. His last name is spelled R-A-D-I-N, and check him out because you could see him come around your neighborhood.
You know, I guess this is a question because obviously Scrubs is a comedy, but you know there's the drama element. Do you ever turn to real doctors for inspiration when you're writing scripts for Scrubs? I mean, storylines. Are real stories better than stuff you can make up?
Yeah, I mean, in the 7 or 8 years, almost all the medical storylines are based on true stories. The creator of the show, you know, talked to doctors, and his best friend is the medical advisor on the show. So he gets a lot of stories from them. The writers are always looking for stuff in the paper and stuff. And, you know, definitely the weirdest things. People putting stuff in their butt and all that's real.
Do you get a lot of that, the butt stuff?
Well, we did learn that all emergency rooms have a like a butt drawer.
And I think that was implemented in like one of the early seasons. I remember an episode.
It was called the ass box.
The ass box, right, where Turk tried to give Carla a pen, your buddy Donald Faison and Judy Reyes, great actors with you on Scrubs. I remember that fairly well.
Yeah, it's all stuff that has been found in people's asses. Because a lot of people like to stick things in their butt.
more so than you would expect, I guess.
No public service announcement.
Zach Braff says, do not stick things in your butt.
This message brought to you by Zach Braff. Zach Braff.
Totally taking a different turn on things.
From the ass box.
You said that this would be your last, the last season of Scrubs. What do you plan to do after it's over? Is there anything that's in the works now, or what can we expect?
Well,
I'd
like to direct more movies, you know, after having written and directed a movie since Garden State, and I've acted in other people's movies, and I hope to do more of that as well. But I'd also really like to write a film and direct that as the next thing.
I love Garden State. Freshmen here actually required to watch Garden State, so all of us have seen that. That's like the one thing we had common ground on. So everyone here loves Garden State.
How are you required to watch it?
We have a class called CORE, which is like just a freshman English class. And they watch movies as well as read books. And one of the movies I think freshmen get to watch is Garden State, for sure. They still
that's
do
awesome.
That?
Yeah. I got to thank that professor.
Yeah, yeah. So they have to do that. And I think everyone here on campus, that's why when we said Zach Braff, everyone's like, Garden State, we all love that movie because we had to watch it. Not because we had to watch it, because everyone actually did like it. So it was one of the few movies. The other movies actually weren't that good from what I remember, to be honest. Yeah. And that's just not telling you that to tell you that they weren't very good.
Garden State definitely shown.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
A bright
that's
beacon.
Awesome.
All right. Well, again, Zach Braff from Scrubs, season premiere tonight. Zach, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. It was a great time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
Best of luck on the rest of the season.
All right, buddy.
This is an exclusive Source 95 podcast available only at valpo.edu/WBUR.